I'm Ben Pugh, and you're listening to Impact, Parenting with Perspective, episode 201. This podcast is all about helping parents manage the mental and emotional drama that comes with parenting teens, so they can focus on what's most important, building rock-solid relationships and having a powerful impact on their teen's life. Join me each week as I dive into real tools to help you and your team turn struggles into strengths. Hello, welcome back to the episode. Thank you for being with me for all these 201 episodes. You are amazing for being here, for supporting me. And your teen probably isn't going to tell you this anytime soon, but thank you for being the type of parent who is willing to grow and develop some skills when it comes to parenting. That's awesome that you're willing to do that. Your teen may not recognize that, but that's okay. Do it for you. So today, we are going to talk about three reasons why parents and teens hate boundaries. And this is actually, it surprised me a little bit what I found out, because I've been asking a lot of my clients, so parents inside my membership, Impact, which is designed specifically for parents of teens. I've asked a lot of them, like, hey, as a parent, what is it about boundaries that you dislike? And I also teach a handful of teenage clients one-on-one. Plus, I'm a football coach. Plus, I have my own teens. And I was able to ask them, hey, what do you hate most about boundaries? And it's interesting, the overlap that you're going to see as we work through this episode. But before we dive into the three reasons parents and teens hate boundaries, I want to first tell you thank you for reaching out to me and letting me know that you want a training on how to build better boundaries. I got a lot of messages on Instagram. I got a bunch of emails telling me, hey, I'm interested. I got some messages on Facebook. Guys, thank you for supporting me, and thank you for being willing to participate in a free training all about how to build better boundaries. Now, last week, we started the conversation about how to set better boundaries. And if you haven't had a chance to go listen to last week's episode, that was episode number 200. Go ahead, go listen to that. You can listen to it now. You can listen to it after this episode. But throughout this month of April, I'm going to be talking a lot about boundaries. That's kind of going to be my focus, because I've had so many parents tell me, hey, I need help setting boundaries. What have you got for me? And we're going to focus on this because I've seen a lot of parents make the same mistakes over and over. And the biggest mistake is most parents are trying to use boundaries to control their teen. And the truth is, you can't control your teen. I guess maybe you could. Dads are always kind of fun because they're like, I could totally control my teen. I could tackle my teen. I could handcuff him. I could chain him in his room. I don't know. But the truth is, without going to some extreme measures, your teen is out of your control. And so I'm putting together this free workshop to help you and parents just like you to set boundaries that actually empower your teen and that will help the two of you actually work together. And since so many of you replied, yes, this is me, I want help, I've decided that I'm actually going to do three free workshops. And these will all be with me. I'll be the coach there teaching you. And I'm going to offer you three free workshops on building better boundaries with your teen. And these workshops are for you. If you're listening to this podcast, you're invited. If you have a friend who's not listening to my podcast, or maybe a family member, and you know that they have teens and they could use help with teens, they're invited too. So These workshops, they are for parents just like you who are raising teens. And it doesn't matter if you are a member of Impact, my membership for parents of teens. Doesn't matter if you're a member or not. These workshops are for you. There will be members of my membership who are going to attend this workshop because it's so awesome and it's not in my membership yet. And there will be people attending who aren't members, and that's okay. You guys are all invited. And the more friends, the more family you invite, the more the merrier, guys. I love doing this type of stuff. So go to benpewcoaching.com/betterboundaries, and you can go register for 1, 2, or even all 3 of these free workshops if you would like to. And one of the cool things in the free workshop, I've done webinars before, and I'll be honest with you, I don't like just sitting in front of the screen, seeing your names as attendees and seeing that you're there. I prefer doing it like workshop style. And so that's what we're going to do. I will come prepared to teach you some fundamental basics when it comes to boundaries. I will be prepared to teach you some awesome secret tips that nobody's talking about when it comes to boundaries that will make your life so much easier. And I will come prepared so that when I'm done teaching all the cool stuff, we can actually workshop your boundaries together. And I'll stick around. I will answer any questions that you have for me. We're going to do it meeting style on Zoom so that I can see you. You can see me. I can see your smiling faces. I can use your energy as I teach you guys these really cool things. And this is really meant to be more of a workshop than a webinar. So if you want to like roll up your sleeves and like, hey, I want to fix this boundaries thing today, this workshop is for you. So let's talk about the 3 reasons why parents and teens hate boundaries. And I want to start off by saying that, hey, if you hate boundaries, and boundaries are like a 3-letter word that is really way more letters than 3. Anyways, if boundaries are like a dirty word and you don't like it, guess what? You are not alone. And if your teen hates boundaries, you're also not alone, and neither is your teen. Because almost every parent I talked about when it came to boundaries, and almost every teen that I talked about when it came to boundaries, agreed that they don't like boundaries. And if you remember back to when you were a teen, chances are you didn't like boundaries either. Like, just ask yourself, when I was a teen, did I like boundaries? I know I didn't. I didn't like it when people told me I couldn't drive fast, or I couldn't do this certain thing, or no, you can't do that. The truth is, there are actually some teens who do like boundaries, and they like the structure, and they like the sense of security the boundaries give them. They like knowing what the rules are. They like knowing what's expected of them. They like following those rules, and they like the sense of safety and accomplishment that following those rules gives them. But I'll be honest with you, a lot of teens hate boundaries. And there are some parents who love boundaries. I am one of those. I actually, when I figured out how to do boundaries this better way, it was a game changer. It completely changed my life as a high school principal. It changed my life as a parent, as a foster parent. And that's what I'm hoping to help you do. So a lot of these teens that they hate boundaries. Yeah, maybe they don't like boundary, or maybe they don't like the structure, and maybe they don't like to feel restricted and held back. But I'll tell you, even teens who hate boundaries, subconsciously, they crave the structure. They crave the security. And if you're listening to this podcast, it doesn't matter if your teen loves boundaries or hates boundaries. There's a better way to do boundaries that will empower your teen that will help get your teen on board with the boundary and make them not only less miserable, but man, we're going to make boundaries something that you and your teen can actually appreciate and look forward to. So I want you to just take a minute. I want you to look back, go back in time mentally, and remember, when you were a teen, did you like boundaries or not? And just take a minute and explore. Did you push the limits or did you play within the limits? Now, to be honest, when I answer those, I didn't really like boundaries and I did push the limits. And there's no right or wrong answer here. And I think if I'm honest with myself, I was a little bit of both. Sometimes I liked boundaries, especially in sports, because boundaries make things more predictable. They make them more orderly and safe, especially in sports. And in football, like I love football. I also love basketball. There are specific boundaries. There are specific rules that make the game work. But I'll be honest with you. I thought most of my parents' boundaries were overbearing, controlling, and unfair, and just flat out stupid sometimes. So I want you to just realize there is no right or wrong ways to do boundaries, but there are some things to understand that will help make boundaries easier. And the first thing to understand is that when you can understand why so many parents and so many teens hate boundaries, the reason this is kind of the first thing to understand is that it will help you avoid some really common pitfalls when it comes to boundaries. So let's talk about the top three reasons that parents hate boundaries. Number one, parents told me, I don't like fighting with my teen. And if you're like most parents, you probably don't like fighting with your teen either. And like tons of parents, boundaries might be a huge source of conflict in your home. And I'll be honest with you, I remember hating boundaries as a foster parent because I didn't like fighting with my foster teens. And I remember just thinking, oh my goodness, there has to be a better way. Like, they're going to come home. I'm going to have to enforce this boundary. They're going to yell. They're going to swear at me. I'm going to be mad. I'm going to yell. And things are going to spiral downwards. If that sounds familiar, this Building Better Boundaries workshop is for you. The second reason a lot of parents don't like boundaries. And this is like, I remember one of the moms who told me this. I don't like telling my teen what to do. And I actually feel like I'm the opposite of that sometimes. Like sometimes I'm like, I'm the dad and I just like bossing around and telling them what to do. But the truth is, there's a lot of times that I'm like, wait, I don't want to have to tell you what to do. I wish you knew. I wish you understood it. And most parents, they don't actually like telling their teen what to do all the time, bossing them around and like turning into lecture dad or just nagging all the time. And if you're like me and the parents that I work with, you don't like telling your teen what to do all the time either. In fact, you probably wish your teen would start doing things without having to be told. Am I right? Like that's like just yesterday. Man, sometimes when I'm recording these podcasts, I'm like seeing things in my own life with my own 17-year-old. And just yesterday, I caught myself like, man, seriously, I'm having to tell you this again? Like, I thought we were past this. But to be fair to him, like just a few days ago, I was like, dang, like just talking to my wife. Like, I remember a time when we had to walk him through this and tell him and like, look, he's doing this all on his own. Because it's become a part of him. So as I record this, I'm appreciating some of the work that my own teenager is doing. Okay, number three, one of the reasons the parents that I asked dislike boundaries so much is they don't know how to set better boundaries. One mom in particular is like, I hate them because I don't know a better way. I don't know how to set better boundaries. And most parents have no clue that there is, in fact, a better way to set boundaries. And if you're like many parents, you really don't know how to set better boundaries because you were never modeled how to set better boundaries by your parents. And you might not know like how to set better boundaries, but if you're like I was, you know deep down inside that there's got to be a better way than this. There's got to be a better way than the constant arguing and fighting. And fortunately, you are right. There is a better way. And in this Building Better Boundaries workshop, I'm going to tell you some powerful secrets that are not only a better way to build boundaries, but it's going to blow your mind at just how much it empowers your teen when it comes to following boundaries and even setting their own boundaries. But anyways, let's go explore why the teens hate boundaries so much. And the list that I just read off for parents, number one, I don't like fighting with my teen. Number two, I don't like telling my teen what to do. And number three, I don't know how to set better boundaries. Those are actually the top three answers I got in the order in which I got those. For the teens, these are not in any particular order. And in fact, the way I ordered them for the podcast is just to mirror what parents told me. But these are the things that the teens came up with. I just can't remember which one was their number one. But anyways, number one on my list, teens hate boundaries because they don't like fighting with their parents. Isn't that interesting how that mirrors number one for the parents? Parents don't like boundaries because they're sick of fighting with their teens. Teens don't like boundaries because they're sick of fighting with their parents. And I've worked with teens for a very, very long time. My first year out of high school, I helped coach a little league football team with a bunch of 13-year-olds. I went on to be a foster parent for 10 years. I've coached football for at least 10 seasons at the high school level. I was a teacher for 6 years, a high school principal for 5 years, and I've been a life coach for teens for years. And on top of all of that, I remember being a teen. And the truth is, teens don't like fighting with their parents as much as we like to accuse them of liking it. Like, oh, my teen just loves push my buttons. My teen just loves arguing with me. Yeah, probably not. Because every teen that I've ever talked to, like when a teen would come to school and they'd be just having a crappy day and they'd be all pissed off, I'd be like, hey, what's going on? Like, are you all right? And they're like, oh, just had the worst argument with my mom. They don't enjoy it any more than you do. And that's powerful to understand because now we're starting to gain some common ground here. Like, man, you don't like fighting with me. I don't like fighting with you. Let's find a better way. Okay. The other thing, this actually, I think, was the number one that the teens told me, but I wanted to kind of parallel what the parents told me. So number two in the parents, I don't like telling my teens what to do. Teens don't like being told what to do. And this is one of the things that teens tell me all the time. I hate it when my parents think they have to tell me what to do. I hate it when they have to tell me everything and treat me like I'm stupid. And one of the things that teens tell me, I hate it when my parents think they have to tell me what to do right when I was about to do it on my own anyways. And if you think back to your teenage years, you probably didn't like parents or adults telling you what to do either. And if we can keep that in mind, this is some of the foundation that will help us build better boundaries. Because when we can understand, oh man, me and my teen are actually more on the same page than I ever realized, that is powerful. And the third one, and this one does not parallel the parents and how they feel about boundaries, but it was definitely one of the top ones that teens told me. They think the boundaries aren't fair. And this one is huge. Because if your team doesn't think the boundaries are fair, they will be way more likely to push against the boundaries and rebel against your boundaries. And I want to be clear, like, we're not going for like 100% consensus. Like, okay, we all agree on all the boundaries all the time. It's amazing. No, like, that would be unrealistic and it would be impossible. And you, like, don't try and go that far. But I promise you, you can take some steps to loop your teen into the conversation so that they start thinking, man, yeah, that boundary is fair. I helped set it. Like, that's fair because we worked on it together. I can get behind that one. And when you can get your teen to start seeing the fairness and they feel bought in, it will change how they respond to other boundaries. So teens thinking the boundaries aren't fair, that is huge. And one of the reasons so many teens hate boundaries is that they don't feel like the boundaries are fair. And the reason they don't feel like they're fair is because they haven't been given an opportunity to voice their opinion. And so for me, like, when it comes to boundaries, the idea that my teen, like, if my teen told me, "Dad, you're being unfair," I actually love it when my teen accuses me of being unfair, because it's an easy problem to address. I just need to give my teen more opportunities to express his opinion. So if your teen doesn't think your boundaries are fair, find opportunities to give them a voice and give them a chance to, like, have a say in some of the boundaries at your home. Just last night, we were having a discussion with one of my teens, and I was like, "You know what? I don't want you to have your phone at night. Like, we've done it in the past. I'm sure you'll have it again at night, probably really soon. But tonight, no. In my mind, you haven't earned it." And my teen turned to me, he's like, "That's not fair." And he was just all of a sudden, like, intense anger. "That's not fair." And I was like, "Okay, talk to me about that. What is not fair about it?" And he was able to express, like, "You aren't taking it away from my brother. You didn't take it last week. You didn't," like, he's giving me all these reasons. I'm like, "Yeah, okay, yeah, I see that. You're right. Do you think it'd be more fair if I would have taken it from you last week? Like, would it be easier for me to take it now if I would have taken it last week?" And he's like, "No, like, I don't like it when you take my phone." I said, okay, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this. And I asked him, like, "Well, what do you think would be fair? What would you do if you were in my shoes?" And these are just some opportunities for you to allow them to express what they think. So let's just recap the top two for sure. These are important because they go hand in hand, parent and teen. You as the parent, you don't like fighting with your teen over boundaries. Your teen doesn't like fighting with you over boundaries. So let's work together to find a better way. You don't like telling your teen what to do all the time. You don't like having to tell them every single thing they should be doing. Your teen doesn't like being told what to do. We can use that to help us build better boundaries. And then the third one for the parents is just, I don't know how to set better boundaries. And the one for the teens, number three, was, I don't think the boundaries are fair. Those are super simple problems to fix because I can teach you how to set better boundaries. And you can empower your teen to have a voice when it comes to setting boundaries so that they start feeling like, okay, yeah, I get it. This is fair. And when they see, like, a handful of boundaries are fair, they stop fighting some of the other boundaries that they probably still don't think are fair. So I'm telling you, there is a better way to do boundaries. And there's a common belief among parents, and I believed this too for a really long time. And this belief is that boundaries have to be hard, and the boundaries have to suck, and that they always lead to fighting. And it makes sense that you might think this way, because if you're like me, and if you're like a lot of parents, you experienced boundaries this way as a teen. And they've gone on, like, boundaries really haven't changed from when we were kids, from when our parents were kids. And so it makes sense that you would think this way, because this is how you experience boundaries. And here you are on a different side of the spectrum. Like, you're the parent now, but you're still handling boundaries the same way that your parents did. And the powerful thing is, this old belief that boundaries have to be hard and they have to suck and they always lead to fighting, that doesn't have to be true. In fact, it is possible to do boundaries in a way that you and your teen both appreciate the boundary and feel like it's fair and beneficial. And the truth is, if you're tired of fighting with your teen over boundaries, your teen is tired of fighting with you too. And as much as you would like your teen to work with you and buy into the boundaries, guess what? Your teen wants to work with you. And they just want you to give them a chance and a reason to buy into the boundaries. So I want you to ask yourself a question. Do you want to keep fighting with your teen over boundaries that suck? Or do you want to start doing boundaries in a better way that's easy, that will empower your teen, and that will connect you and your teen together? I promise you, when you start building boundaries, the reason we do this is so that you and your teen can have a better relationship. We do this so that you and your teen can stop fighting over boundaries and stop arguing, and you can start enjoying each other more. And if this sounds like something that you would want, I want to invite you to a free workshop on how to build better boundaries. And this workshop, like I said, it's free. There will be a replay. If you can't make it to any of the calls, I did 3 different days and I kind of staggered the times to hopefully make it so that you can attend at least one of these. If you can come to all 3, that's awesome. You're more than welcome to. But I'm hoping that you can attend at least one live. And if you're the type of parent who wants to build better boundaries with your teen, now is the time. If you want to quit fighting over boundaries, and if you want to start building boundaries in a way that empower your teen and connect the two of you, go register today. If you're reading through the show notes, you can just click the little yellow button at the bottom. If that's not you, you can go to benpugcoaching.com/betterboundaries. Just one word, no spaces in there, just benpugcoaching.com/betterboundaries. Register for as many of the webinars as you want. If you can't make it live, I will send you the replay. I will do everything in my power to help you start building better boundaries. And seriously, if you're over the fighting, if you're ready to be done fighting with your teen over boundaries, it's as simple as step one, go register for the free workshop. It's free. You can watch the replay. Step two, block out your calendar so you can attend the workshop live, because I want to get to know you. I want to seriously help you. And step three, end the fighting. End the arguing over boundaries forever. I'll see you soon. Did you know that parents and teens all over the world are struggling? I believe that the most important thing that you can do in your teen's life is simply being an impactful parent, which means taking the time to understand what parenting traps are holding you back, and then taking that knowledge and using it to completely uplevel your parenting. This is why I've created a brand new quiz to help you better understand your own parenting traps. This quiz will help you pull back the curtain on your own parenting and gain some powerful insights so you can stop getting caught in the same old parent traps. This This quiz will help you start being the parent of your dreams so you can finally create an impactful relationship with your team. This quiz will take you less than 2 or 3 minutes, and it is completely free. If you want to take this quiz and better understand the traps that are keeping you stuck as a parent, go to benpewcoaching.com/parenttrapquiz. And get an insight into what is holding you back as a parent so you can completely uplevel your parenting. I'll see you soon.